Attorneys for convicted murderer Dalton Fletcher asked the Second Circuit Court of Appeal on Monday to reconsider his second sentences to life in prison without parole for killing his parents. Fletcher, who was 15 at the time of the crime, was found guilty in 2012. He received two concurrent life sentences without the possibility of probation or parole as prescribed by Louisiana law. Following a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that an automatic sentence for juveniles was unconstitutional, attorneys appealed the ruling and were granted a hearing. Fletcher was resentenced to life imprisonment and hard labor without the benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence. Monday's hearing was an appeal of the second sentencing of Fletcher. 5th District Congressman Vance McAllister has only $233 available in campaign dollars for his reelection bid. That's based on the last report McAllister filed with the Federal Elections Commission on August 2nd. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says that's a disappointing grand total.
At this point, an incumbent should have substantially more money available, either by self-financing or by fundraising.
It's expected the congressman will self-finance much of his campaign, but Stockley says it still sends a signal that there might not be that much support for McAllister among voters.
Typically speaking, the more donations you can get from individuals, it's an indication of maybe how strong your support is within the community.
While McAllister is struggling to raise cash, three Republican challengers have raised over $200,000 based on campaign finance reports filed earlier this month. They are Zach Dasher, Harris Brown, and Dr. Ralph Abraham. The politically heated dispute over Louisiana's use of the Common Core Education Standards is scheduled for its first hearing before a state district judge. Today's hearing involves a lawsuit filed by parents and teachers who support Common Core and accuse the governor of violating the Louisiana Constitution in his actions against the multi-state standards. Jindal, who opposes Common Core, is asking Judge Todd Hernandez to dismiss much of the lawsuit. His lawyer also wants the judge to forbid depositions of the governor, Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols, and other administration officials. Most members of the State Education Board support Common Core, and the board has joined the lawsuit against Jindal. The lawsuit claims the governor overstepped his authority in suspending testing contracts to stop the purchase of Common Core-aligned testing material. After 6 years of state worker layoffs, no rank-and-file state employees have been targeted for pink slips this budget year. That's according to the Department of Civil Service, which issued its latest report on Monday. Nearly 8,400 classified state employees, those who have civil service job protections and aren't at-will and political appointees, have been laid off since 2008 as the state struggled with repeated budget gaps and Governor Bobby Jindal pushed to shrink the size of state government. But this year's budget, which took effect July 1st, did not target any classified positions for layoffs, according to the report. Most of last year's 2,300 layoffs involved workers at LSU hospitals privatized by Jindal. Many were rehired by private hospital managers, though not necessarily at the same salary. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies across the area today with a high in the low 90s. A few clouds this evening with a low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s.